Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So when it came time to pick a stewardship theme and figure out what we were doing, the realization was that stewardship is more than just about money, if you didn't catch that from the offertory prayer. And so there was looking at this idea of I'm in. How is it that we're in? And looking at this idea of being invited, inspired, involved, and invested. And you know, I'll tell you that most of the time when I preach, I'm preaching to you, but at the same time I'm preaching to you, God's preaching to me and I'm learning along with you. I'm learning as I'm researching for my sermon. I'm learning as I'm preaching, and God's Holy Spirit is touching me and sometimes poking me and sometimes smacking me upside the head, because as a pastor, I'm always learning. I haven't got it all figured out. I haven't reached perfection. I am still learning. And so most of the weeks, it's me learning along with you. And one of the places that I need to be the one that's doing before I ask you to do is when it comes to stewardship. And so this morning is more of my testimony to you about why I filled out my card the way I filled out my card. And so I admit to you that I am invited. And it's not just that I was invited into a relationship with Christ, that which happened many years ago, and over a period of time, it wasn't an instantaneous, all of a sudden, knowing Jesus is there and Jesus loves me and we're in this life together, but it was really a process that we went through, a process of learning and a process of discovering. But the great way that I say I'm invited is how I feel invited at this church. To be invited to celebrations, to be invited for birthdays and anniversaries and weddings and funerals. The most intimate of times that you go through in your life, for me to be able to get invited to those is a privilege and an honor as a pastor. To be able to stand and help celebrate 50 years of marriage and to be able to be the one to help renew vows is an honor and a privilege. To be invited by a group of brothers and sisters in Christ and church that want to celebrate a birthday and want to celebrate what things Filipino Fellowship has done and wants to do it while eating shrimp and crawfish and mussels and crabs with their hands. And I was invited. And boy, that was the best afternoon. I've never laughed so hard and smiled so much and never taken so many pictures in my life. But it was an honor and a privilege and a blessing to be able to be there and be on that day. To be invited to sit down with folks and have conversations with them about the challenges that they're going through in life. And to be honored to be present. To be honored to be able to be the listening ear. To be honored to be the shoulder that people cry on. To be honored to be the one that gets to hear the good news and give a big bear hug. These are the ways that I get invited, and I'm so honored and blessed by that. And there's a lot of invitations I get that I have to turn down because of the invitation to wear this stole. Went through the season where my friends were getting married and they were having babies, and there's kind of part of me that says, thank goodness that time's over, because I just can't buy another wedding present. Whew. But went through that season, and oh my goodness, it was constant. Stacy, here's your invitation for the wedding shower, but it's on Sunday morning, so I'm sorry you can't come. I'm having a baby shower for your friend. It's Sunday morning. I know you can't come, but here's an invitation anyway. It seems like the only time people do anything is Sunday morning, and there's always this head bowed at me of it's Sunday morning, like I'm so sorry, and me that's always so sorry, well, I'm so sorry I can't make it, but that's my one day that I just can't miss. And I turn those invitations down, and I miss things that are for me and for my friends. But you know what? I don't regret turning those down. I feel bad I couldn't be there for them, but I don't regret it because of the invitations to be God's presence that I get to accept because I turned those ones down. And so absolutely, I'm invited. And inspired just doesn't seem to be a strong enough word for what I feel. 2 weeks ago, the testimonies we heard from this lectern were just incredible. To be inspired by the children of this church that have such incredible faith, and the way that they can express it is just amazing. To see the youth, the young adults, the seasoned adults, expressing their faith and giving their testimonies and telling their stories, I am absolutely inspired. I want to be better because of what I hear. And it happens in worship. It happens as we sit around the table in Bible study. It happens as we sit in small groups. It happens as we sit in some committee meetings. It happens when we have one-on-one conversations. It happens when there's no words even at all. Yesterday, I was inspired. Yesterday, I was encouraged to be better, as we had a gentleman that obviously had some real issues that came to outreach lunch. He had some real issues, and it was showing right on his sleeve that he was having trouble even just finding a seat, even figuring out how to stand in line. And that can cause a real problem. That can disrupt what's going on. But we had a handful of Christians in our church that were overflowing with compassion and grace for this gentleman, that were working with him and trying everything to keep his humanity intact and not create a scene and not put a spotlight on him, but just trying to figure out how to be able to help him get food, because he was obviously very hungry, of how it was to get him food and sit him down and make sure he had what he needed and to take care of him in his time of brokenness. And I was truly inspired by the folks that helped him and the way that they showed Christ's love to him. And I see it over and over again. I see it in the way people live their lives. I see it in the way that people are treating one another. It's been happening all through my ministry. I am who I am standing here today because of the people I've done ministry with and the way that they've challenged me to be a better pastor, the way they've challenged me to be a better Christian, the way they've encouraged me to want to be more like them and the hearts that they have for the Lord. I've been truly blessed in the way that I've been inspired by the people around me. There's testimonies lived out all around this sanctuary, and I hope that at some point you get to hear all of them, because they are incredible, and they'll make you want to be a better person. I'm also involved. I've always been involved. My parents, when you talk about inspiring, they've inspired me to be involved because they've done everything. You name the committee, they've served on it, they've taught, they've done everything. That's just who they are. So I've always been involved. I've been involved right up until I went into ordained ministry, and that involvement didn't end. There was the job, but there's also how I volunteer, the ways that I choose to use my time, choosing to be places I don't necessarily have to be, choosing to be present, choosing to be involved, choosing to engage in conversation with people, choosing to be able to be a vessel for how God can use me towards somebody else. Now again, that takes sacrifice, kind of like the invited. There's other ways I want to spend a Saturday, certain days. There's days where I just want to have a day with my kids, a day to spend with them and do nothing or do anything or run out of town overnight. But it's very rare that that happens in the pastoral life. It seems like something's always going on and something I need to be at. And there's a lot of sacrifices that get made in that. A lot of things I can't do, a lot of things that it just doesn't work. But there's no regrets there. Because the time that I spend working for God, the time I spend being involved, is time when I am blessed. It's time where I spend the day here at the rummage sale, and it could be, ugh, I had to spend all day Saturday at work. But it got to be, ugh, I got to spend all day meeting people in our community, having conversations with people walking through, looking for stuff, and church members, and I got to interact with people, and I got to meet people, and that's how I spent my day, and God blessed me through that time. The time that I spend involved might mean a sacrifice on the personal end, but God's blessing me, and that I cannot regret or have hard feelings towards. But then there's this invested. Invested sometimes is the tough one, you know? From the time I was little, it was bring your quarter to church. And then when I got older, it was bring your dollar. And what'd you do? You put it in your envelope. You had your little envelope box, and you didn't miss an envelope. The dollar went in, and it went in the plate. If you missed a week, that next week, two envelopes, $2, they went into the church. Start babysitting, have a paper route, those types of things, and the church got what they got. And that's just the way I grew up again, influence of my parents. Then you grow up and get married and you start being a pastor, and there's a whole new perspective that gets put on it. Because there's the realization in the depths of it of what that dollar is doing, why that dollar is so important, how that dollar makes a difference. Kathy mentioned last week, if you were here, of what the tough times were at the last church that I was at and how difficult it was for us to pay the bills, that we had to line them up and see what we could pay and what we couldn't pay. And it was constant that payday had to be a week, sometimes even 2 weeks late. The church before that, I went 6 months without a housing check. Guess what? I didn't make enough to go 6 months without a housing check. Bills didn't get paid. Things were late because that check didn't come, but the church didn't have the money. And what am I going to do? If the money's not in the offering plate on Sunday morning, they can't cut a check during the week, and that's just how it was. I took on debt because the church couldn't pay me, but I wasn't going to pressure the church. I wasn't going to make them pay me money they couldn't pay. But even when the housing check wasn't coming, even when the paychecks were late, my offering was on time. Church wasn't paying me, but my offering was on time. Why? Because I made a commitment. Not to the church, but I made a commitment to God. God said, I'm going to bless you, and in return I need you to pass that blessing on. And I made that agreement with God, and I said, I give this commitment. And there's been those tough times. Being a single income living on the south side of LA, it's not always easy. And my kids here know way more than they would like to. They'd like to play some sports. They'd like to take some art classes. And I have to say no. And as a parent, it's really hard to say no when your kids really want something, when they want to do something and you want them to. But I'm okay saying no, because I know saying no to them is providing a yes for somebody that needs a meal. I know saying no to them says yes to having Sunday school materials and music and worship. Saying no to them means the lights are on when support groups need to meet so people can work on staying clean. I know saying no to them makes sure that the ministry happens the way it needs to for the people that need it most. Because I've been there. I've been through those tough times. I went through those tough adolescent times and college times when I didn't think I was worth enough. I didn't think that I was good enough, and I didn't think I fit in. And I could have so easily given up, but God said, I'm not giving up on you, and I've got a plan for you. And God was convincing enough that I said, all right, I'll wait for your plan and I'll listen to you. And look what God's done with me. Look where God's put me. And look at the three beautiful children God gave me. Because God promised he had a plan. And I didn't plan for separation to be in there. That's one of the hardest things I've done. And to have to tell that to an entire congregation when you just want to keep that to yourself because you feel ashamed that you couldn't keep that commitment. When you're feeling broken enough that that's something you just can't endure any longer. And God said, I'll get you through this too. And I had to trust God of what that response was going to be. What that response was going to be. And the response I got was compassion and grace. And God smiled and said, see, I bless you every day. No matter how much you worry, no matter how much you stress, God says, I will keep blessing you. And there's been those tough days. There's been the tough financial days. There's been the tough days in ministry. This is not always the easiest of jobs. There are those heartbreaking, gut-wrenching days. But God says, I will get you through, and you will see that you are blessed. And God keeps his promise. God keeps blessing me. No matter how angry I get at him, no matter how frustrated I get, no matter how much I think I might be at the end of my rope, God says, I've got your back. Let's get through this, and you'll see the blessing. He says so in our scripture today. He says so as he says that he is the one that supplies the seed, and he is the one that will increase our store. But what does he say about what we give, of how we make personal sacrifices in his name? He says, this service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but it is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given to you. Yesterday, a gentleman gave me the opportunity to share the good news with him. He thought God was judging him, and he had no idea if heaven was his, even though he felt like he'd lived a good life because of what he'd been taught. And I got to have a long conversation with him, of him being willing to hear about how much Jesus loves him, about what Jesus did on the cross for him, and about how God wants him to turn around accepting that love and giving it to other people. And he was overwhelmed. He gave me time to talk, and then Becky got to come in the conversation and give testimony to him, and then my mom got to come in the conversation and give testimony to him. And he was just overwhelmed and excited about what he was hearing, that God loved him, that Jesus died for him, and that he got to love people in Jesus' name. And why did that happen? Because of being invited to this place. Because of being inspired to open up and share with people, because of being involved, and because of being invested. Our God is good to us. He is blessing us. Whether you see it or not, God is blessing you. and what we put on a yellow card is not out of obligation. It's not out of guilt if we don't fill it out. It's not because we have to, but it's because we feel God's love, because we know that we are blessed, and this is our way that we can respond with thanksgiving and making sure that as many people can be blessed by God and have that same feeling as us. I've told the conference, I'm in. I filled out my form and I've said, I want to continue as the pastor of this church. Why? Because I believe in the ministry of this church. I'm in love with the people in this church, and I believe we're doing good things together. I'm praying SPRC says the same thing, that they want to keep me. But I'm telling you, I'm in, and I'm praying that you are as well. Amen.